when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Some of us belong to the stars, and that is where I'm going. I will soar all over the sky, and I won't need a Boeing. Most people stay and battle on with their boredom, but what's the sense in dreaming dreams if you order'em? It won't be long before I say my ta-tas. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. Up there is where you find me. If you wanna come for the ride, then form a queue behind me. Soon I'll be wallowing in all of life's riches. I'm gonna carve myself some crater like niches. You better go, yes, you rip it, boo-ras. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars, these followers and leaders. Some of us are born to be great, and some are born conceiters. So I will go wherever winners assemble. Yes, from now on the world will spin, it will tremble. I'll soon be passing round the Cuban cigars. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. We fly around in orbit. We soak up the wisdom of life while others can absorb it. I'll hang me hat in every part of the atlas. Most of the time I will be hopelessly hatless. You must come visit one of my Shangri-Las. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars.
And if there were any composer in the 20th century who belonged to the stars, it was that great muse of film and stage, John Barry. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. And that was the amazingly cheerful voice of Michael Crawford in a 1974 musical called Billy, based on Billy Lyre, which was a big West End hit for John Barry and lyricist Don Black. And every summer in August, I usually take one episode of Broadway to Main Street and kind of cross-pollinate with great film scores and great songs from great films. And certainly, if you were a 14-year-old boy growing up in the 60s and 70s, at any point during that time, and you loved movies, you loved James Bond movies, and you loved the music of John Barry, one of the most prodigious film composers of all time. He won 5 Oscars and certainly wrote signature tunes and themes to many, many movies, some of which we'll hear today. But we're going to concentrate on his stage work, which is not known nearly as well as it should be. He was born in England in 1933. His dad ran a chain of cinemas. And after World War II, he got involved in jazz, and he formed a group called the John Barry Seven, which was very cutting edge and very edgy in the 50s for jazz in England. And soon enough, after Dr. No, the 1962 James Bond movie, he got to start scoring all of them, starting with From Russia with Love, and went on to do 11 Bond films. My goodness, he definitely shook us and stirred us as a film composer. Let us go to a 1965 West End musical that he wrote with Trevor Peacock about a girls' academy trying to get in good with a boys' academy, for all the reasons we would suspect, called Passion Flower Hotel. It was a small hit. and yielded some terrific songs. So let us hear two from John Barry's stage debut, Passion Flower Hotel.
You know, Sarah, you're different from the others.
Oh, I suppose that's a kind of compliment in a way.
Yes, jolly well say it is, yes.
I suppose there's something different about you too.
Do you really think so? I'm a pretty ordinary sort of chap.
Yes, you are.
Oh.
Nevertheless.
Yes?
There is something different. I wonder whatever it can be.
When, as a child, I climbed a hill and then looked down, how beautiful it was. And though I've climbed much higher peaks since then, it's never been the same. Not quite the same again. For that time, somehow, there was something different. That time, somehow, there was something different.
When as a child I saw the sea for the first time, how beautiful it was. I've seen the sea a thousand times since then. It's never been the same. Not quite the same again. For that time, somehow, there was something different. That time, somehow, there was something different.
When the snow melts away, one spring flower appears, fresher than any flower that blooms throughout the years. You'll go your way and I'll go mine. We'll remember how beautiful it was. And though we'll hear another love's refrain, it will not be the same. Not quite the same again. For this time, somehow, there is something different. This time, somehow, there is something different.
To
Well, that's not a British cast album. That's Barbra Streisand singing a song from Passion Flower Hotel, one of her albums in 65. I think she and John Barry shared the same manager. Well, let us go to Thunderball, 1965 James Bond movie, same year. He wrote a great song for it, but at the last minute, the producers decided not to use it. Shame on them. John Barry, lyricist Leslie Bricus, and the one, the only Dionne Warwick, to celebrate James Bond.
A shark, he looks for trouble. That's why the zeros double. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Demoiselles and danger have filled the stranger's past. Like a knife, he cuts through life, like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang's not a fool. Oh, damoiselles and danger have filled the stranger's past. Like a knife, he cuts through life, like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves him. A pity if it grieves him, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang's not a
as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free. As a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
One of the most enduring and beautiful songs of the 1960s, Born Free, lyrics by Don Black, who would work a lot with John Barry, sung inimitably, wonderfully, by Matt Monro. Well, it wasn't long before John Barry was seduced again by the Broadway stage, in this case, seduced by one of the great librettists of all time, Alan J. Lerner, who wanted to do a musical version of Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita. Well, he had done great work with Shaw. Why not with Nabokov? And Lolita, My Love, with a book and lyrics by Lerner and a score by John Barry, tried to make it out of town. It did not do well. It never came into New York. Perhaps America, or certainly New York, was not yet ready for the story of a middle-aged European named Humbert Humbert, who lusts after a prepubescent young girl. One of the 20th century's most enduring stories. It never made it to the musical stage. But here is, of all people, Robert Goulet singing a wonderful cri de coeur of Humbert Humbert that explains his personality beautifully in a version that was recorded before the show went into rehearsal and never really released commercially, I don't think. But it gives you a great idea of how smart John Barry and Alan J. Lerner were working together on Lolita, My Love.
One day when I was 12 and free, I fell in love beside the sea. We strolled, we kissed, we clung, we swore we'd love forevermore. In the broken promised land of 15, tears that fell upon the sand still are seen, and the memory of love is all that stays forever, evergreen. In the broken promised land of 15, a child was she, a child in years, but who is not till love appears? And love had placed beside the sea an apple from the tree. In the broken promised land of 15, nothing love has ever planned and serene. And in spite of all the signs along the road, the end is unforeseen. In the broken promised land of 15, not far were we from heaven's door when steps were heard along the shore. We turned, we gasped, she rose in fright and vanished in the night. And the tide that drifted in, circling me, tried to sweep what might have been out to sea. But the memory of love lives on and on, forever evergreen. In the broken promised land of 15, in the broken promised land of 15.
Well, if you remember the story of Lolita, it has a perverse love triangle in it because Humbert Humbert is in love with the nymphette Lolita. But her mother, Charlotte Hayes, or as James Mason would say, Charlotte Hayes, is in love with Humbert Humbert. So here is a number they created where she tries to inveigle him and seduce him with what she believes is her knowledge of French culture, which couldn't really be further from the truth. It's a kind of wonderful, cheesy French number by John Barry, and it was performed out of town by Dorothy Loudon, who stopped the show every night with this particular song. So recorded, I guess, through the theater's sound system, never really commercially released on an album, is Dorothy Loudon with this fantastic number from Lolita, My Love.
Mm-hmm. you chance to feel as I do tonight, then for breakfast we'll have croissant and jam, sous le cake, the Ramsdale, Vermont. Tonight I feel your knees seem like Burgundy, and across the yard, staring down at me, I see Notre Dame, sur les quais de Ramsdale, Vermont. And who would ever dream you could reach Paris on the interstate highway 93? Oh, but here I am, sur les quais de Ramsdale, Vermont. Why can't we take a midnight tour through the garden of amour? Live and love and love and live. Give and give and give and give. Everything except the dam. Sur les cozy quais de Ramsdale, Vermont. Please let me wake and find in the morning light that we saw Paris in the yard last night. That I'm where I am, sur les quais de Ramsdale.
that was a demo recording from a song from Lolita, My Love, you can see why Goddard Lieberson thought that John Barry could save the American musical and make it relevant in the 70s. I think it was one of the first Broadway shows, if not the first, to use a Moog synthesizer. I don't know the young lady who recorded that, but it is a song that represents the long, dreary existence of Humbert and Lolita in Act Two. Maybe that's why it never made it to New York, but a great song. John Neville played Humbert Humbert. It was written for Richard Burton, who never did it, but John Neville, a wonderful actor I adored, had played opposite Burton at the RSC in the early 1950s. And here is this incredibly moving lullaby or lullaby song of love that he sings to Lolita. It's incredibly moving, beautifully orchestrated by Eddie Sauter. Again, recorded from the wings from Lolita, My Love.
I'll buy you bubblegum, sandals and jeans, perfume, potato chips, and movie magazine. I'll buy you roller skates, sun cream from France, popcorn and Cracker Jacks and cotton velvet pants. Tell me everything you crave. Let me play the game of slave. Buy a tape machine made for the car, love beads and comic books and every candy bar. Let me make you happy now.
Well, let us return to Bond for a moment. He wrote a great love song for On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and it was recorded by Louis Armstrong. It's one of the last things that he recorded. It has a lyric by Hal David, Burt Bacharach's collaborator. And let us dedicate the song to the one, the only Diana Rigg, who played Mrs. James Bond in that very film.
Have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love. Every
with the kids of the world far behind us. Yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM, and we are looking at mostly the stage career of the great composer John Barry, a little doff of our hat to great composers who also worked in the film arena as well. Well, Michael Crawford was a very engaging young sort of Cockney actor on a television series in England, and he started a musical called Billy, based on Billy Liar, which had been a movie with Tom Courtney, which had been a play with Albert Finney, about a young daydreamer in the north of England. And it made him a star overnight. I mean, it really did everything to cement Michael Crawford's career. And it was a big old hit for John Barry and his lyricist Don Black. And Goddard Lieberson, our friend, came over to England and recorded the cast album, which luckily we have from 1974. Here is Michael Crawford and to sing the title number with a trio of women, one of whom is Elaine Page. The title number from Billy.
In a perfect world, I would wave my hand and everyone would understand the things that make me me. In a perfect world, I would wave my hand and have three girls at my command, and this is how they'd be.
Make room for me.
Sail on,
Now everything was calm down in Wichita before that Greyhound bus pulled on in. Onto the sidewalk step, dressed in faded jeans, a girl who grinned a lecherous grin. She was a gin drinking, sin thinking, pool playing, hip swaying, pot growing, mind blowing, sweet talking, street walking, back scratching, man snatching, soul shouting, lady from LA. Come on, they say it's tough to teach an old dog new tricks, but down in Wichita they learn fast. She turned the whole town on to her West Coast ways. They lived each day like it was their last. They loved to gin drink and sin think and pool play and hip swim. She left a neighborhood where she traveled west. I don't know where, cause she didn't say. But it's a funny thing, half a Wichita, a coal mine in the U.S. of A. To find a gin drink, a sin think, a pool plan, hip swim, pot growing, mind blowing, sweet talking, street walking, back scratching, man snatching, soul shouting, lady from L.A.
Michael Crawford daydreaming himself into being a pop rock singer from 1974. Billy, score by John Barry, who we're celebrating today. He never had another stage show that really worked. He did a musical version of The Little Prince, which didn't even open in previews in New York with Michael York. I tried to see it. The theater doors were locked. I remember it to this day. But he kept writing movies. As I said, he won 5 Oscars. The score for Out of Africa is a magnificent romantic score for which he won an Oscar. And actually, Alan and Marilyn Bergman wrote lyrics to a tune from it. And here is Al Jarreau and Melissa Manchester. I think it's a wonderful song of its kind. And some romantic duo should record it someday. I'm looking at you, Barbara Fasano and Eric Comstock. In the meantime, John Barry's music from Out of Africa.
Song
A wonderful romantic duet from the keyboard of John Barry. Well, he kept writing film scores one after another. He passed away in 2011 and left us so much great music. And I think his stage music deserves to be celebrated, which is why I was thrilled to give you 54 minutes from the great career of John Barry. And we made it through without playing any of the great James Bond title songs. How about that? Wait, what? Oh, all right, you've been waiting for it. You deserve it. Here's the most famous song by John Barry, and he indeed had the Midas touch.
Gold finger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel, for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold, this kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.